Well, also this week, scientists have come up with a way to work out how old someone is based on a blood sample. Now, previously, although genetic fingerprinting and other genetic techniques have made big leaps forward, largely thanks to the technique of genetic fingerprinting, for instance, we now know if you take a blood sample from somebody or you find a blood sample at a crime scene, whether someone has blue eyes or brown eyes, what colour hair they're likely to have, whether they're male or female, whether they have a tendency to male pattern baldness, for example, what their stature's likely to be like, you can predict all of those things from the genes. But the one thing you couldn't tell up until now was, well, how old is the person whose blood we've found? Because obviously ageing has an effect on all of those things. And now scientists have come up with a way that they say could get round this. This is Manfred Kayser. He's a researcher from the Erasmus Medical Centre in Rotterdam. And in the journal Current Biology this week, he and his colleagues have come up with a way to pinpoint, using just 5 nanograms of DNA, so a tiny amount, just a blood speck, basically, how old, plus or minus 9 years, a person is who left that blood sample behind. They did it by taking 195 healthy Dutch volunteers. These are individuals who were aged from just a few weeks old to more than 80 years old. And they studied white blood cells in the blood, because white blood cells, and specifically T cells, these are the white blood cells that fight off infections, these cells make inside themselves little tiny circles of DNA, which they produce when the cells rearrange their DNA in order to fight off infections. But because as we get older, the part of the body called the thymus that makes T cells gets smaller, you make fewer T cells as you get older, and therefore you have fewer of these cells making fewer of these little tiny circles of DNA. Those circles are actually called the SJ treks, and we call them that because it's actually short for signal joint TCR excision circles, which is what these DNA pieces are. But what they do is to quantify how many of these little circles of DNA there are, and by plotting them on a graph, they could see that there is a linear decline with age in the numbers of these little DNA circles. And what they do is to take a gene which is present in only one single copy in a cell and use that to standardise how much DNA is there, and then compare it with the number of these DNA circles, and they can predict the age of a person based on this piece of blood. And they say that although that's interesting, and obviously it could be applied in things like criminal circumstances to work out the ages of victims or work out the ages of perpetrators, you could also use it in animals as well, because animals also make T cells. They also make these little circles of DNA called the SJ trek DNA. And so you could use it for ecological studies. When you go and get blood samples from animals, you could work out how old they are, and this will inform our understanding of population dynamics.
So will different animals age like this at different rates?
Well, obviously we'd need to check exactly what sort of absolute numbers there are, but the point is you could do it in a standardised way, because the curve that they draw on their graph is a straight line, and this suggests that you ought to be able to say, right, if we know basically where along a curve someone is, it relates to this far along their lifespan, you could probably apply the same thing to the animal.